I photograph what my conscience asks me to.
Well, it's Thursday morning, so that must mean we've got Michael coming around to review some movie for us. And Michael, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I'm feeling good. I've got a totally different film to the one I was talking about last week.
Well, that's what you promised, so I'm very excited.
This is a little Australian film called Hearts and Bones. It stars Hugo Weaving, Andrew Lurie, Hayley McElhaney, and Beludo Watson. It's written and directed by Ben Lawrence. I guess he's got a history more as a documentary maker, but this is his debut feature film. In this film, Hugo Weaving plays a war photographer called Daniel Fisher. Fisher is starting to feel the effects of decades of covering conflict across the world. Those effects include headaches, panic attacks, flashbacks, and, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome, I suspect.
Right.
Well, as the viewer would suspect. Recently returned from Syria, he's putting together an exhibition of his work across the decades when he's approached by a taxi driver named Sebastian. He's a refugee from South Sudan who begs Daniel not to display photographs taken in his village. He also invites Daniel to photograph his community choir. Now, the two soon become fast friends. As Sebastian helps Daniel adjust to the idea of perhaps living a more peaceful life, and the community choir helping everyone overcome some shared trauma. But it soon becomes clear that Daniel's photographs have opened a door to Sebastian's dark past that he would prefer to remain closed.
Mm.
Yes, I know, very mysterious. But that's all I'll say. I don't want to reveal too many spoilers. Look, this is a highly engaging film that raises a couple of reasonably complex questions during its 1 hour, 50-minute running time. One of them being, where does photojournalism cross the line to become misery porn, particularly when photographing scenes of conflict? There's one point in the film where Sebastian's wife, Anishka, played by Beludo Watson, asks Daniel's partner, Josie, played by Hayley McElhaney, how she would feel if photographs of the worst day of her life were on display for the general public. The film also asks other questions. It suggests that while people may be capable of some very dark deeds at times, it's kind of unfair to judge them when we have no experience of what led them to such behaviour in the first place. War and conflict can make good people do some really terrible, terrible things. And perhaps we should be more forgiving, and perhaps we should allow them to forgive themselves if they are ever able to do that.
You don't have to put yourself through this.
You have opened a door to the past.
Now, in his acting debut, Andrew Lurie gives quite an amazing performance as refugee Sebastian Ahmed. I mean, he's actually taking from his own life there. Andrew Lurie is originally from South Sudan himself. It's a really quite a nuanced performance. He's a gentle, loving family man, but he's obviously hiding a lot of pain and darkness from past traumas. And he works so well with Hugo Weaving. Hugo Weaving, who's just Hugo Weaving, great actor, who's able to convey exactly what he's feeling to the viewer with just a micro expression. It's quite amazing the way he does that sort of stuff. He's so subtle in his craft. Their relationship is obviously at the heart of this film. But director Ben Lawrence is also very important to this film. He comes from the documentary background, as I mentioned before, and many scenes have a very naturalistic feel to them. Not quite your Ken Loach social realism, but getting very, very close to that sort of thing. He also does a great job of showing the increasingly diverse cultural makeup of Sydney these days, as we get to meet some of the other characters that exist in Sebastian's world. Hearts and Bones tells several very human stories at the same time. The viewer can definitely empathise with, if not totally relate to. And Hearts and Bones should even touch the hardest of hearts.
It brings up a lot of really interesting kind of themes, doesn't it? Especially in this world of technology, social media, and this, you know, visual life that we're kind of living in. A lot of people don't really step beyond the photos in photojournalism. So definitely one to keep an eye on.
Oh, exactly right. And this film does ask a lot of questions about that, looking at that, the real people behind those photographs and how do they feel about being the subject of the photograph and then being subjected to the judgments of people, usually from comfortable Western privileged backgrounds, making judgments on a fraction of a second in their lives.
Yeah, pitch tells a thousand words, but what are the words? Hey, Michael, thank you so much, and we'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.
He asked me not to exhibit photos of his village.
Why?
His family died in the massacre there.